Rotten Rainbow Podcast. I know it's been a very long time. In fact, let's just take a look, shall we? All right. So, according to my Anchor app, the last time, Jesus Christ, really? Okay. The last time I recorded was June 4th. So that was, like 3 months ago. Oh my God. I'm so sorry, guys. Jesus. I know. I've just been, listen, with everything that's happening right now in the world, it's safe to say that I've just been a little bit preoccupied with everything. Oh, and if you hear any noises, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I just woke up. Like 2 hours ago. While I'm recording this, if you hear any noises, that's just my little dog chewing the shit out of my fucking backpack because she doesn't know any better. Do you? Huh? You little brat. So if you hear her barking or any noises coming from her, just try your best to ignore her. But yeah, welcome back, guys. Yeah, I know it's been a hot minute. But right now, I am working and I'm going to school. I'm just trying to really just keep it together. If any of you are curious about how school's going pretty well. I am keeping up with my classes, well, most of my classes. But for the most part, I'm keeping up with my classes. I am still working at the same place, thank God. One of the better jobs that I've had. I had my wisdom teeth removed, although I may have had a dry socket happen. So, stop growling. So, I may have contracted like a dry socket, which I won't even get into what that is because it's too fucking gross. But, yeah, I've just been busy. Busy as shit, and just trying to keep it all together, and so far it's been working. And in other places, it's not. But you know what? We're keeping it together. We're safe. We're still alive. COVID has not struck my family in any way. I hope it stays that way because, yeah, it's been tough all around. I live in a small town, and not many people are taking it as seriously as it, just with the whole pandemic that's happening, not a lot of people are taking it as seriously as they should, because even though there's been a lot of, like, people trying to say that the coronavirus isn't as bad as it seems, that people die from other causes, you know, people with like a pre-existing condition died because of that pre-existing condition, and the coronavirus just so happened to catch the coronavirus, which I think is extremely, extremely ignorant of those people's points of views, because coronavirus, yes, those people did have pre-existing conditions. The people had a kidney failure and they caught the coronavirus. The coronavirus did help with their death. They did die because not only did their kidneys fail because of the coronavirus, but the coronavirus was helped by the kidney failure. It's just kind of like, they did have a fighting chance from kidney failure, and then they got COVID, and that helped with their death. People aren't understanding that. Just because they had a pre-existing condition doesn't mean that their death caused by the coronavirus and kidney failure means that they are not supposed to be counted as one of the death counts because of the coronavirus. The coronavirus is killing people alongside the pre-existing conditions. Like, you have to understand. And, like, the main fact of the matter is people are dying. Like, legit dying. Like, I'm looking at the fucking real-time U.S. update of the coronavirus. There are 6 million confirmed cases right now. And 197,946 deaths because of the coronavirus. Total. Today, as of today, there have been 13,183 confirmed cases of coronavirus and 305 deaths. Yesterday, that was 44,163 as of September 18th, today. And yesterday, 44,163 confirmed cases and 839 deaths. That's, listen, even if you don't believe in the coronavirus, that's fine. For those of us who are taking precautions against the coronavirus, I would imagine you would be a little bit more respectful. Because we live in the land of the free. You know, we are deciding to take precautions in a pandemic, in a global pandemic. And it's so funny that it's a global pandemic, and America is really the only, one of the only countries to not believe that it exists. And that baffles me, because this is not the first time that America has done something like this in a pandemic. When the influenza pandemic happened in the U.S., there are some people who didn't believe it. It was really wild to see this. I did do some research on it, and there have always been people who believe in something that is happening and those who don't believe in what's happening. And really, the reason people aren't believing that this pandemic is real is because they're being basically forced to wear masks, which is a health concern in itself. Because it's not going to affect your health. The mask is not going to affect your breathing. Anyone who says that the mask is going to affect their breathing is fucking stupid. Like, even I have coworkers who have asthma, and they wear their fucking masks for, like, at most 8 hours. And they say they have a hard time breathing, but they don't want to contract the coronavirus because if they do contract it, then they're not going to be able to fight it because they have asthma. They already have trouble breathing as it is with their asthma. If they get coronavirus, their lungs will fill up with fluids and they will die. So, yeah, just because you have a pre-existing condition and get the coronavirus doesn't mean that it's still hard to wrap my head around it. The fact that people are like, oh, they had asthma, but they caught the coronavirus, doesn't mean that they died because of the coronavirus. Yes, it does. The coronavirus aided in their death. Like, please, just try to fucking understand this. I'm sorry that I'm just talking about the coronavirus, but like, I feel like this is very, very important right now. We're still in the midst of a pandemic. They're kind of close to creating some sort of, a cure for it. That because the coronavirus is kind of, like, changing as viruses do. Sorry, that was my fingers popping. Because the coronavirus is a virus that changes and adapts like any other fucking virus, it's hard to pinpoint a cure for that current mutation. And here's another thing that bugs me about people. is the fact that they don't believe in the science that is being presented to them. The coronavirus is in fact real. This is in fact happening. There is evidence that this is happening. I just don't understand why that's so hard to wrap your head around. It's just weird. And I haven't even began with the people who have, you know, compromised immune systems or their bodies basically can't fight off this fucking virus, who are stuck in the house for months and months. They haven't been able to do anything. Imagine how it feels being really susceptible to all sorts of viruses and seeing on the news that people are fighting to open businesses up because they miss having a beer. Like, try to imagine that. Try to imagine being so fucking selfish that you want your bars to open up because you miss going out. And I'm so sorry to those people who are still stuck in their house since the beginning of this pandemic. Like, we started this pandemic, what, around like June, because that's when when I stopped making episodes, but it's been a good 4-3 months. I can't even imagine how hard it would be for these people who have susceptible immune systems, compromised immune systems, just a weak immune system that can't fight anything off. I can't imagine having to stay inside because your body can't fight something off. And here are these other fuckers outside just flaunting around the fact that they can't catch the coronavirus because the coronavirus doesn't fucking exist. Are you really willing to take that chance? Are you really willing to take the chance that the scientists are saying this virus is real? Are you really going to take the chance of not believing them? A scientist whose whole life, a virologist whose whole life is dedicated to the prevention and the tracking of viruses, of global, nationwide, what have you, the viruses. You're not going to believe that person. But you're going to believe some fucking redneck from the backwoods saying that the coronavirus isn't real, and here's the reason why it's not real. Like, really? Are you going to really believe these people who are supposedly, quote-unquote, filming empty hospitals? Like, are you fucking serious? Who the fuck are you? Who is this woman recording saying, oh, the hospitals are empty? Well, they're probably empty because they're trying to get rid of the people who already fucking died. How about that? Who are you? Who is this woman recording? Why should we give a shit about what she's saying? Why should we believe her? What are her credentials? What does she do to benefit society right now? Oh, the way she's benefiting society is by recording shit. Like, go fuck yourself. The people who are sharing these quote-unquote conspiracy theories about the coronavirus, you can all go fuck yourselves. You don't care. You don't care about anyone's lives. You fuckers don't believe any life matters except your own. You're selfish. You're selfish because you decided that you don't give a fuck about who lives or dies. You just want to go out and have your beer. And to that, I say, go fuck yourself. Just hate this. Hate that America's so fucking stupid that we can't get our shit together. Hate it. Anyways, let's get into some of the topics that I have ready today. Okay, so the first topic that I want to bring up is the controversy that's going around with the film titled Cuties. I think that most of you already know what's happening with the movie. The movie is being criticized for being pedophilic eye candy for some, in the eyes of some people. And others who have actually seen the film have said that it's not that bad of a movie, actually, and that it's a very empowering movie for girls. And it's just, really, this whole movie is a clusterfuck. So let's start with what Cuties is about. Alright, so Cuties is a 2020 French coming-of-age drama film written and directed by Maimouna Doucouré. I gotta make sure that I pronounce her name properly. So, Maimouna Doucouré. Okay, there we go. So it's written and directed by Maimouna Doucouré. And this is her first, this is her debut film. The film starts Fathia Yusuf, Medina El Aidi Azouni, Esther Kohoru, Ilana Kami Gursola, and Maimouna Gouye. So it's just, it's the four girls that you see in the poster, which we'll talk about the poster, the two different versions of the poster. We'll talk about that in a second. But the plot revolves around a Senegalese French girl with a traditional Muslim upbringing who's caught between traditional values and internet culture. According to the filmmakers, the film is intended to criticize the hypersexualization of pre-adolescent girls. Now, that's what I did a little research on it. I haven't seen the film yet because I haven't gone around to seeing it. But from what I have done research on the film, it's basically, that's what it is. It's kind of like a FU to the hypersexualization of pre-adolescent girls. It's, you know, it's basically saying this film is standing up to the sexualization of girls, you know, who are just children. And so the internet fucking blew up because Netflix released the film on their platform, and the promotion poster, the marketing for this movie on Netflix is quite disturbing. The first time I saw it, I was a little bit taken aback with, why did they choose this picture? Why did they choose this fucking, it doesn't make sense. It's just the ultimate irony of the film being about kind of like the FU to sexualizing little girls. And then they choose a fucking poster where they sexualize the girls. It's so out of the realm of, like, why would they do this? But the internet had a lot to say about it. They started the hashtag cancel Netflix. People started canceling their subscriptions. They started criticizing the film about how it's so sexual and blah, blah, blah. But, like, it's not sexualizing these girls. It's actually empowering these girls to stand up to those people who sexualize them. They're encouraged to speak up and say, this is not okay. As far as I know from the film, that's what's happening in the film. And it's about this Senegalese girl, French girl, who is fighting between being this perfect religious daughter and the internet culture of, like, twerking and stuff like that. But from the synopsis I've read, she chooses neither one of those things. She just wants to be a normal kid. And she ends up just putting jeans and a shirt on, and she goes outside, and she jumps ropes with some other girls. And that's it. That's also, I heard that, from the synopsis, I heard that, like, the reason she chose to just be a normal, kid is because when she went to dance with her troops after with the girls that she dances with, she, after her mother let her, go and dance, of course. Well, no, she didn't. She snuck out of the house with her dance clothes, joined the other girls to do the dance performance, but the dance performance was so, like sexual that the audience was taken aback. And so she burst into tears after thinking about her mother, returned home, and she refused to go. Spoiler alert, just so you guys haven't figured that shit out yet, this is all, like, a spoiler to what happens in the film. And she goes home crying, and she talks to her mother. She says she doesn't want to go to the fucking wedding and blah, blah, blah. She just wants to be a regular kid. She doesn't want to dance anymore. She doesn't want to do that, any type of shit. She just wants to be a normal kid. And her mom says, that's fine. You don't have to go. I have to go as a duty to my husband. I have to go to his wedding, to his other wife, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that's part of the film, too. Spoiler alert. And she just dresses like a normal kid, and she goes outside and plays like a normal kid. That's the film. And I find it really funny that the people who are canceling the film haven't seen the film. That's another part that I'm confused about. The fact that people are criticizing the movie for sexualizing these kids, but they haven't actually seen the film. Granted, I haven't seen the film either, but I'm smart enough to at least read a synopsis about what happens in the film and know that, oh, this is why Netflix really fucked up with this film. And especially with the Save the Children movement happening right now, people are actually taking this whole thing seriously about the sex trafficking and child trafficking stuff. People are more aware now, more than ever, especially with the whole Jeffrey Epstein thing that happened and that blew up. Also, quick friendly reminder that Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself. It was all set up. Just thought I'd throw that out there. Anyways, ever since the Jeffrey Epstein incident occurred, which has been happening for years, by the way, people just haven't been paying enough attention, including me. I'm not gonna fucking be the savior and say that I knew this was happening all along. When this was happening, I was like 8. I'm 26 now. So, like, I didn't know what was happening, obviously. I was a kid. But I digress. Ever since that thing happened, people are becoming more aware. They're taking this more seriously. But they're taking it to a point where they're trying to prevent this pedophilic thing happening. But they haven't seen the film yet and seen what it's about. I hope that people do watch the film because it's defending little girls against the perverts and the pedophiles. But they see it as a way for pedophiles to gain something from it. The film is trying to show you that doing these kinds of things to little girls and kids is not okay. But because Netflix failed to market the film in a positive light, everyone now is just judging it based on face value. Netflix did come out with an apology, but it was so fucking, like, it was just fucking stupid. Like, they're just, like, their apology was so, like, it wasn't even an apology. Let me see if I can bring up the apology. We're deeply sorry for the inappropriate artwork that we used for Cuties. It was not okay, nor it was representative of the French film which premiered at Sundance. We've now updated the picture and description. Uh, great, they updated it. I wonder if they actually did update it. Let's go on Netflix and let's go see if they actually updated it. Because if not, then what is the point of their apology? So give me 1 second. I'm going to just pause real quick and I'll cut right back. Okay, so I did look up cuties on it. And yeah, they did actually, they did, you know, update the fucking promotion poster for the movie, which is great, but I think the damage has already been done, especially with the film director. I feel the worst, especially for her. Oh, I feel so bad for her. My Muna Dokore, she fucking... This is her first film, guys. I don't know. I don't think you guys realize how much damage has already been done to this woman's career. I hate the fact that I don't even know. How is she going to recover from this? How? The same people who have bashed this movie and not even watched it, have essentially ruined this woman's career before it even started. I think Netflix should apologize to Mainuma Dokore. Is that her? I don't want to fuck up her name. Mainuma Dokore. I think they should apologize to her. I'm so sorry if I'm butchering your name. I'm so sorry, Mainuma Dokore. And so I promise you, I will learn how to pronounce your name properly. But, like, I think Netflix should apologize to her for essentially fucking misinterpreting her film. It's, her career is, like, damaged. Her career has come to a halt before it can even begin to be a fucking career. And I think people should apologize to her as well. You've essentially halted her career. Now when she goes in to, you know, to pitch an idea, they're going to be like, aren't you the one who made that film, Cuties? What is she going to say? Yeah, I did. That's all she could say. Yes, unfortunately, I did make Cuties. I hope she doesn't, though. I hope she's proud of the film, as she should be. I gotta watch it. But I just feel bad, you know? Imagine putting in a lot of hard work into something, and then a company says, we want to, you know, essentially sponsor it, and you say yes, and they market it in the worst way possible. And what are you gonna do? You can't do anything, because the damage has already been done. And then the company comes out and be like, we're sorry, we've updated, so everything's cool now. Netflix essentially just saved their own ass and left her to drown. They left her to eat shit and die. So if any of the Netflix representatives, which I highly doubt, are listening to this podcast, if you guys are listening, I think that you should apologize to this woman directly. And at least try to help her out a little bit. Because, God, you guys fucked her over so hard. I don't want to make any jokes right now about the topic I'm going to be talking about right now. Because, holy shit, the West Side of America is just on fire right now. Is that a joke? I don't know. It wasn't meant to be a joke, but if you took it as a joke, I am truly sorry. But California is basically on fire right now. And now the wildfires are slowly starting to, like, spread. Here in New Mexico, there are some days that the sky will be, like, not cloudy, but, like, foggy. But essentially, that's the smoke that's coming from California to New Mexico. It was so bad. There was one day that the sky the sun itself, and I know you're not supposed to stare at the sun, but like it was so cloudy and smoky that you could see the sun, and it was red, like Lord of the Rings, the Eye of Sauron, red. It was so disturbing. I didn't want to be outside. I was at work when it was happening, and oh my god, I was not okay that day. It was terrifying, you know? And imagine what these people are going through right now. They are living through their state on fire. And there are people who are working out in the fields, picking, like, I don't know what the fuck they have in California. They're picking grapes, let's say. You know, these fucking workers who work for so little are working in the terrible conditions, breathing in the smoke, and just working away. Workers working through wildfires. Sorry, I'm trying to... Yeah, California farm workers labor to feed America despite... Hazardous air quality threatens California farm workers after devastating wildfires. Yeah, she would... This is a woman who works out in the field. Liliana Ramos, a 28-year-old mother, said she wakes up every morning at 3:30 a.m. to prepare her lunch, take her 3-year-old son to daycare, and travel about an hour to work in the Salinas Valley, more commonly known as the Salad Bowl of the World. 2 weeks ago, when the smoke from the River Fire and the Carmel Fire at its worst, it looks like it was snowing here, ashes were falling, Ramos told CBS News in Spanish. Working in those conditions is very difficult because your eyes burn and when you breathe, your throat hurts, she said, adding that the smoke was very strong. It was particularly cloudy to the ground and everywhere it just smelled like smoke. So imagine working in those conditions. She essentially has to feed her family, to make a living wage. And she's working through not only a pandemic, but through wildfires as she breathes dangerous smoke. Ashes are falling like snow. It's insane. I wish I could do something, but I'm just some fat fucking shithead who's making a podcast. I'm working part-time at a retail job, going to work. I don't know what else I can do. And it kind of sucks. All I can do is just hope that, you know, they're doing okay. Maybe I can donate a little money to a good cause to help them out. But that's what, essentially, they're just working to put food on my table. And I thank them so much for that. I can't even fathom that. But that's the reality we're living in right now. And I just hope everyone in California is safe. Oh, my God. Okay, so I pulled up a map of all the current wildfires that are happening. Jesus Christ. Why? Why are they... Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay. Yeah. I'm looking at the map right now. And... Christ, there's a lot happening. So let's dissect this a little bit. California is completely engulfed in the fire symbols. Whoa, okay. Arizona is looking terrible. Mexico has a few going around. Colorado, Wyoming, Montana. Just the whole left side of America is on fire right now. And I don't know. I don't know what else is happening. I don't know. I'm just really worried about these fires, honestly. Let me also bring up something that Trump said. He He had a lot to say about... I'm sorry. I just don't know how to approach this right now. This is another example of people not trusting science. There, I saw a clip of a scientist who's really talking about climate change that's happening right now. And he's talking about how he's worried that if things don't change, you know, if we ignore that science, I'm just going to quote him right now. Crowfoot warned, if we ignore that science and sort of put our heads in the sand and think it's all about vegetation management, we're not going to succeed protecting Californians. And Trump claimed the climate would start getting cooler. Please, like, I know you're our president, and as our president, you have to protect us. And I don't feel protected with him. He's not listening to the science that's being presented to him. And I need him to listen to these scientists who have been doing this and studying this type of stuff for years. You think they just went to a fucking university to fuck around? And they got their degrees and they're like, well, that's about it. They actually know what they're doing, and I need him to listen to these people. As our president, he has to help us. And he's not helping you. This is why I didn't want him as president in the first place. You wanted a businessman to make America great again. He's not a businessman. He's a failed businessman. Oh, but a businessman nonetheless, right? No. He has gone bankrupt so many times, and he's doing that right now to America. And he's not listening to what anyone says. That's why he went bankrupt in the first place. He wouldn't listen to anyone. And now he's doing the same thing. He needs to start listening to people who actually know what the fuck they're doing. As in the scientists who are paying attention to patterns and all this other shit I don't even know. I just know that these scientists know better than I do. Maybe Trump should have the same kind of mindset about that too. There was a quote he did about on trees. Trees exploding or something like that. It was so weird. It was so out of the realm of, like, reality. Like, I could not believe that he... Okay, I just brought up the top, the article about it, like a matchstick. This is what he actually said to the disastrous wildfires. Let's see. With regards to the forest... When trees fall down, after a short period of time, about 18 months, they can become very dry and like a matchstick. There's no water pouring through them. They just explode. They can explode. This is not just about... That is what the scientists meant about, like, vegetation management. It's not just about that. There's a whole other different aspect to how these things happen. There are sometimes... moments where things can just combust because they've been laying out too much, too long, or water refraction, or what have you. I don't know much about with the science of wildfires, but as far as I know from basic common knowledge, there's a lot of things that can happen to start wildfires. Even if it's the most mundane of things, like a piece of broken glass someone left refracts too much light to the ground and causes a fire. That's why people tell you to pick up after yourself. Don't leave bottles or trash anywhere, because something like this might happen. Or a camper who left a wall, he didn't snuff out a campfire too long. things like this can happen. And there was one that was actually the fucking, on August 19, 2020, California Governor Gavin Newsom reported that the state has been battling 367 known fires, many sparked by intense thunderstorms on August 16, 17, caused by moisture from the remnants of Tropical Storm Fausto. These kind of things cause wildfires, natural disasters like thunder, or even things like water. Water can cause wildfires too. People forget the refraction from the fucking. Like I said, I don't know the science behind these things, but here is the reasons. Here are the reasons. Here it is. It just popped up. I was about to bring this up too. A pyrotechnic device at a gender reveal party sparked one of California's wildfires, burning over 8,600 acres. Some idiots thought it would be okay to reveal the gender of the child in this big fancy firework display, and it caused a wildfire to happen. I don't know who these people are. I don't care to know who these people are. But I hope the state of California sues the living shit out of these people for causing this accident to happen. Man-made wildfires are a big cause to wildfires, too. And I think the people who reveal the gender of their child should suffer as such. Because you ultimately had a... You caused part of this wildfire, and you should be really ashamed of yourself. Go fuck yourself, dude. Oh, so frustrated with people already. Okay, the last thing I really want to touch on is the presidential election. I know we're in a place where we have two shitty options right now. We have Trump, who's been running the nation for 4 years, and just not been doing a great job at it. And he is one of the known people who is known to be close to Jeffrey Epstein and has been part of this child trafficking thing for a while. Before he even became president, he was buddy-buddy with him. There are pictures of Donald Trump with Jeffrey Epstein, and people are calling it fake news, and people like that need to fucking get over it. And just accept the fact that Donald Trump did have something to do with Jeffrey Epstein. And there are pictures with him and with the little girl sitting on his lap. He's kissing them. All this creepy shit. This has happened. You cannot deny it. There is evidence. There's proof of it. There's even evidence of Donald Trump saying really, really weird things about his daughter. Like saying that if he wasn't his daughter, he'd definitely hit that. It's very weird. I'm paraphrasing, obviously, but that's essentially what he said. And on the other side is our Democratic foe, which is Joe Biden, who is also a very creepy man. Let's not lie. He's a very creepy man. The way he interacts with kids is fucking suspicious as shit. So essentially, we have two pedophiles fighting for presidency. And I don't want to vote for either one of them. But because New Mexico's fucking stupid ass law about having to be either Republican or Democrat, because as an independent, our vote can go fuck itself. That's just how New Mexico is. Sorry if any of you listening from New Mexico get mad, but maybe your state should do better economically and politically. Just saying. It's because I am forced to vote either Republican or Democrat, I have to vote Democrat, even though I don't like the fact that Joe Biden is running for a Democratic presidency, because Joe Biden is a fucking creep. But I would honestly rather have neither one of them as president. But I'm being forced to choose between two pedophiles. And that's the unfortunate truth right now. If it were up to me, honestly, I would go French Revolution on the American politics. Every single politician would probably be executed if I had it my way. I would Marie Antoinette the shit out of all these motherfuckers. And I would make them a warning to all those who want to fuck the people of America over. You know, it's like a little warning to, a big warning actually. It's like a warning to any politicians who think that they can get away with their corruption. Because no one in politics, in the American government, no one is doing anything to help the people. We the people who put these motherfuckers in a place of power are not doing anything beneficial to us with that power. Doesn't that frustrate anyone else? Instead of fighting things like inconsistent, like stupid small things, like things that should be obvious, like women's rights, gay rights, and human rights. Shouldn't you? Why aren't you fighting the politician who promised a better life for you? Why aren't you fighting them? You know, people are always spouting about how they are going to fight against domestic terrorists, when the domestic terrorist is essentially running your life right now and not giving a fuck about you. The domestic terrorists right now are the politicians who are not doing anything to help us. Why aren't you fighting against them? Why aren't you fighting for your kids' futures against them? Why are you defending these people? It just boggles my mind. Oh, I'm going to stop, though. I'm going to stop before I get even more mad. But I'm going to stop the podcast here. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. And remember, if you like my podcast, you can subscribe on Spotify, on Anchor, on Google Play, on Google Podcast, on Stitcher, on any site that broadcasts my podcast. You can listen there and you can subscribe. And also, don't forget to subscribe to my Instagram, which is RottenGreenBull24. And on Facebook, it's the same name as well, RottenGreenBull24. Thank you so much, guys, for listening, and I'll catch you on the next episode. And I promise I will be more consistent now that I have my shit together. All right. See you later, guys.